Evening, Moira Veraboisai. Good evening. We'll be covering tonight the Mitzvah Hashem. Some of the following points. We'll be learning the Mitzvah Hashem. Is there any problems of wearing a hat whilst one wears the tefillin? Tefillin and hat, is that a problem? Not going into the color and type of hat, Steimel or the Kasketlech, we're not going to go into that. But is there any problem of wearing a hat together with a tefillin? Another topic we'll be discussing is a very important concept of Ma'ilim Bekoidish V'loi Moridin. We're all familiar with it, primarily from Hilchas Chanukah. Ma'ilim Bekoidish V'loi Moridin. There is, however, the main relevance really of Ma'ilim Bekoidish V'loi Moridin really is the halacha which we're going to be talking about tonight, the Mitzvah Hashem. About Ma'ilin B'Kedusha V'loi Meridin, we'll be learning about that in Mitzvah Hashem. We'll also be learning in Mitzvah Hashem which one of the tefillin is more heilig. Which one is more Kedush? Is it the tefillin Shel Rosh, which are more Kedush, or is it the tefillin Shel Yad, which are more Kedush? Which ones are more Kedush? Is it the tefillin Shel Rosh and tefillin Shel Yad? And why is that? Why is it more Kedush than the other? And finally, another topic which we'll be learning tonight in Mitzvah Hashem, I hope so, is the concept of hazmono, of designating, which comes across in many areas of halach. We've come across it numerous times. We'll be learning it tonight again, a little bit more about the concept of hazmono, milzer, and hazmono lav milzer. Let us start with Simon Mem Aleph, Sif Aleph. Din the halacha of a noise masit, somebody who carries a load. Eich yinak batfillin, what should he do about tefillin? We have to remember, of course, in previous generations, people used to often carry loads on their heads. Now, I don't know about my balancing, wouldn't last for very long, I wouldn't be able to do it for particularly, but it was a very normal thing of carrying loads. It gives you an additional two sets of hands. So it's really to this day. I'm not going to ask what color skin people. So nowadays it's not all that common in Edgeware. But yes, in previous. So the question was, again, people used to wear tefillin the whole day. And is there a problem? Can you wear tefillin and at the same time have a load on your head or not? So the halach is as follows. Had noise master al roshoi, somebody who carries a load on his head. Choylet tefillin, you need to, and the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch is choylet tefillin shel rosh. You need to take the tefillin shel rosh, only to take them off, until shiyasi amasi, until he removes the load which is on his head. In other words, you cannot have something on your head and the tefillin simultaneously. It's considered a bizoyin. It's inappropriate. You can't have the tefillin there and something else. Even if you manage to have it, it's inappropriate. This has to do with the kedusha and the respect of the tefillin, and we can't have them at the same time. V'afilu mitfachtoi, and even a type of hat. Also laniach al roishoi sheyesh po tefillin. This opinion of Shulchan Aruch says, even if a hat, you're not allowed to have on a hat, you're not allowed to wear a hat whilst you have the tefillin. Aval, however, dovo shedarko liten beroishoy, something which is common and normal to have on the head, could go in koiva or mitznefes mutter. But if it's a completely regular type of hat, which you normally would wear on a completely normal, if it's completely the norm, it's not considered a lack of respect to the tefillin, and therefore it's permitted. But if it's something which is abnormal, or it's a schlepping type of item, a load, that's disrespectful. Yes?
Does it have to be worn with the hat with the tefillin showing, or can it be covered?
Right, that is a good question. Goes into another area of halacha, about the fact that the tefillin should be shown. So it's not about a you're right. So the answer is, with regards to this simon over here, it's either way okay. It's not a contradiction. There's an additional element that, as opposed to the tefillin shel yad, the tefillin shel rosh should be revealed. It should be exposed. And it should be seen. Yes. So the halacha is that if it is a regular type of hat that is worn, then it's fine. It's not a problem according to this opinion. The Ramah does add, V'afilu hachi, he says, even if it is something which is regular, very regular, imu masu kovet, the Shlomo has a different opinion, and he says, if it's a masu kovet, arba kavin, which is the shit that the Gemara discussed, a four kavin, which is quite heavy, v'atfinanit choko yitzorech la'asiyon. The Gemara adds, and he says, that if you've got a heavy load, then, and the tefillin are squashed, are pushed to the side, tzorech la'asiyon, you have to remove them anyway. So the Gemara has a different understanding, and his main point is, that if the tefillin are squashed, they're pushed. If the tefillin are pushed, then it's going to be, if it's pushed because of the heaviness, because of the weight of what you're wearing, you have to remove the tefillin. So he doesn't argue about the fact that a regular hat is okay. The Gemara agrees with that. But he says if you're having something on your head which is heavy, and the tefillin are pushed, then it's going to be a problem according to the Gemara. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Lemaisa, the poskim over here in Simon Aleph, they discuss a little bit. So hats, so according to what we're learning now, is going to be okay according to all opinions. They do, however, discuss over here, we're learning all this simon really, is primarily about the kedusha of tefillin. About the fact that we need to appreciate that when we're wearing tefillin, they're heilig and they're kodesh, and we need to respectfully with regards to the tefillin. It's therefore interesting, the Mishnah Berurah does not mention, and I'm emphasizing that again, the Mishnah Berurah does not mention that. But there are poskim, the contemporary poskim mention the Chavos Yoyim. The Chavos Yoyim says something very interesting. The Chavos Yoyim mentions that there is a minhag, and I think maybe the minhag is like that nowadays as well. Tell me if you think I'm wrong, could be I am wrong. Chavos Yoyim said that there is a minhag that we don't touch anything when we wear the tefillin. As long as we wear tefillin, we don't touch anything because of its kedusha that normally would require after washing hands. So the chavasiyah, according to chavasiyah, for instance, touching shoes or touching any uncovered part of the body, this is not halacha mefureshes. You're not going to find a Mishnah Berurah who says that. And selling on Shulchan Aruch, chavasiyah says it's a minhag. It's an accepted thing that we don't touch things whilst we wear the tefillin that would require after washing hands. Technically, you could do it. Technically, it's not even, you know, it's shaykh. There is such an, I think that people nowadays are quite makbid about that. I don't know what you think. I think people are quite makbid. It's the reason for that is the kedusha of the tefillin. What do you think? I think people are now, I think there is a bit of that approach generally, that we don't touch things that afterwards we require washing hands. You don't see that often people washing hands with the tefillin on, because I think we're makbid on that. What do you think? I think it's true. Right. Right, but in theory, you could really tie your shoelaces after Shemana Esrei and then after wash your hands. But we don't see people doing that. I think it's because of this. I think so. What do you think? Could that be? Yeah? Pardon? It's quite... yeah, but I think it's more, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely much more than that. Yeah. The interesting thing is the very contemporary poskim speak as well, and they go further and they speak about smoking when you wear the tefillin. They say that's disrespectful. And they say that the place where they discuss is in this siman over here. And they said, obviously, if somebody, definitely don't do that. And even some of the contemporary poskim, they say texting. They said it's very inappropriate. That when you, at the very least, when you wear tefillin, it's a contradiction to the kedusha. It's a steer to the kedusha of the tefillin. And of course, it's for the short time that we wear tefillin, it doesn't need to be mentioned. For the little time that we wear the tefillin, everyone should make sure that the kedusha remains. Okay, that's with regards to Simon Mem Aleph, and that allows us to move on to Simon Mem Base. Immortal Leshanis Tfilin Shalyad Leshel Rosh. Is it okay to change the Tfilin Shalyad into Tfilin Shel Rosh? Imagine if the Tfilin are worn out, for instance, and you see that, for instance, the Tfilin Shalyad, they're getting a bit worn out, especially where you're wrapping around your fingers, and now you want to replace, you don't want to replace it, you say, you know what? Instead of buying a new one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to change that with the Tfilin Shel Rosh. Tfilin Shel Rosh tend to be, they don't tend to wear out. Because, you know, obviously, for obvious reasons. So we say, maybe I can just change it. Swap the, saves me from buying a new one. I change the Ratzuas, the straps, or the Tfilin Shel Rosh. Is that a good idea? Sounds like economic, pardon? You know, but absolutely, yeah. The tools are quite expensive. Pardon? Oh, right, I'm sorry. The Mishnah doesn't speak about texting, so just... I must have mentioned it once. Remember, Dan, 20 years ago, when I was in Yeshiva in Gateshead, Nun Zayin, 97, 98 or something like that. And I remember that Dan Duna came and he spoke. And I remember that he made such a reaction. It's funny that I remember that. He was talking about tefillah. And Dan Duna said that you'll never forget that he was once watching Chazor HaShatz. It was Chazor HaShatz. And then the phone was going. There was the early years of the mobile. For the mobile, he picks up the phone. He said, "Vela mal chini mal tei sikva." Pardon? Yeah. Okay, so Leiza, okay, can you change the tefillin, the retzuas, can you change the retzuas of the tefillin shel Rosh and tefillin shel Yad? Also, Leshanu is tefillin shel Rosh. Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to change the tefillin shel Rosh into the association of the shel Yad to make in tefillin shel Yad. Ve'afilu and even likach to take retzua mehem, even the leather straps, you're not allowed to take. Ve'liten and put them b'shel Yad, and take them, make and use them for a tzus of the tefillin shel Yad. Also, it's also. Why is that? Mipnei, because she'ein moiridin, do not decrease, take down, mikdusha chamura, from a heavy kdusha, from a severe, from a chamura kdusha, from a kdusha which is heavy, le kdusha kala, to a light kdusha. You're not allowed to do that because the shel rosh, the tefillin shel rosh, kdusha soy, its kdusha chamura is heavier. The tefillin shel rosh, its kdusha is heavier, and you cannot take its kdusha down. Why is that? Why is the tefillin shel rosh have? Why does it have more kdusha? Sherubay shel shakai b'shel rosh. Because the majority of the word Shakai, the name of Hashem, the Shin, and followed by the Dalet, followed by the Yud, the two of those letters, Beshel Rosh, are with the tefillin Shel Rosh. Aval Mishel Yad, but consequently, what you are allowed to do is to take the tefillin Shel Yad and make that into tefillin Shel Rosh, Mutal Shanas, that you can do. That you can do. So, but you cannot take from the Kedusha Chamura, from the Kedusha which is more Chamur, to take that into Kedusha Ketala, you cannot do. Yeah.
What does that mean, the majority of Shakai?
Because you've got three letters, and you've got in the, let's work it out. What is it that we've got in the, out of the three letters? We've got a Shin, and then a Dalet, and a Yud. Where is the Shin? The Shin is by.
On the Tefillin.
We've got the Dalet, which is, we've got the actual shin is on the base of the tefillin.
What about the shin on your head?
Very good. Yeah, very good. Very good. That's not so critical. That's not so critical. We've got the yud, which is on the tefillin shell, but the dalet is also part of the... Yeah, that's right. So we've got the rubah, we've got the shin, with the shin on the actual tefillin. We've got a dalet, which is on the back, on the back of the tefillin shel Rosh. Some have one dalet, as we discussed, and some have two dalets, but it's either way, the dalet is certainly in the back of our tefillin, and the yud, which is part of the tefillin shel Rosh, is on tefillin shel Yad. So either way, we've got two out of the three letters on tefillin shel Rosh, which makes it more heilig. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Dalet, b'shel Rosh, the shomwa shin via dalet, that's what the shin and dalet is, masha ein kem shel Yad, as opposed to the tefillin shel Yad, the ein boirak, hakesh shel Yud is only the tying, the kesha of the yud. So it is more kedusha to it. You cannot take it down. And consequently, what's interesting is that even the retzua, so the point of the retzua is as follows, that the retzua, the leather, there is a part of it, this the part of it which actually makes the dalet. You cannot now make it that untying it, and then suddenly it becomes part of the tefillin shell. It's going to be part of the wrapping around of your arm. There's less kedusha in it. The being part of the dalet, the being part of the dalet, which is more heilig, it's got more kedusha, and you cannot take that down and make a tefillin shell yad out of this, and then it becomes part of the wrapping. It's got less kedusha. It's got less kedusha. Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay. Now continues the Shulchan Aruch, and he says the following: Ve'im and if hayu chadoshim, if the tefillin are brand new, you've got brand new tefillin she'adayin lo nicham, they were never worn. You've got brand new tefillin which were never worn. Mutar l'shanois, then you are allowed to change. Are you allowed to change? Afilu mishal rosh l'shel yad. Either way, to make tefillin shel rosh into shel yad is permitted too. She'toy le'alein michse oir, you echod, you cover them with leather. Ve'nirin kevais echod, it looks like one bais. So the main point that the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here is that if the tefillin were never worn and now you change your mind, that's fine. So the entire halacha of not making tefillin shel rosh into tefillin shel yad, that's only once they've been worn. But if the tefillin were never worn, you can actually do that. You can take the actual tefillin and make them into tefillin shel yad, and also the ratzuas as well. The only point obviously is that this has got four bottoms, it's got one bias, and that is they just need to cover it up with a leather covering, and then you are fine. But as far as the meridian of kedusha is concerned, it's not a problem. Why is that? Why is it that if they were never worn, you can actually change your mind? Why is that? Why is it? They look like tefillin shel rosh, and they are tefillin shel rosh. You're going to wear them tomorrow morning. Yes, yeah, so why? So therefore, I've designated them. I know. Who am I trying to fool? These tefillin are tomorrow to be worn for the bar mitzvah boy, and they are tomorrow. And now I say, you know what? Actually, I'm changing my mind. That's what they're here for. Why is that? Oh, absolutely. That's Mamash the Mekoyah. The reason is because of the concept of Hazmana Lav Milzer. And this is the concept that is right across Dalat Chak, many, many areas of Halach. We find the concept of Hazmana Lav Milzer, which is Hazmana, which literally means invitation. Lav Milzer is not a matter. Hazmana Lav Milzer, that doesn't mean that you don't have to invite people for your Simchas. But it does mean that hazmona, that if you invite something for certain purpose, that itself is not sufficient. It needs to be used for that purpose, that the kedusha should be chal. In other words, the fact that these tefillin have been designated to be tefillin shel rosh, that doesn't make it having the kedusha tefillin shel rosh. What needs to happen is they need to be worn as tefillin shel rosh, that the kedusha should be chal on it, the kedusha should go in it. Hazmona lav milzer, invitation, inviting it, the hazmona lav milzer doesn't make the kedusha chal on it.
So it's different
for hektish then? Yeah. Right, good, it's very good. And we're going to see that even here there's conditions. But the example that you're saying is actually very, very interesting. It's very nagia lemaisa as well. So, for instance, that's Mamash the example. What was the example that you mentioned? Beis HaKisei. If, for instance, the poskim discuss, if a toilet's never been used, if a toilet's in a brand new toilet, you move into making a new bathroom, and you've never been used, so the halacha also will be there, Hazmon Elav Milzer. The fact is designated for a certain lack of kedusha. It's not chaliyah. The kedusha is not chaliyah. If it really hasn't been used, it has man alav milzer. Just because it's designated for something, has man alav milzer. It's not the lack of kedusha is not there yet. It's a place which like any other place. The has man alav milzer. Now, right, we're going to see there is exceptions. We're going to speak that maybe we'll be able to. Let's see if base. If you made a condition initially on the tefillin, so we learned now that the concept of you're not allowed to take down the kedusha of the tefillin, but if you made a condition initially on those tefillin, Before you started wearing them, you made a condition. And you said, you know what, I'm not sure. This is not permanent. The fact that it's a tefillin shel rosh could be one day I'm going to change my mind. And you're very clear about it. You're saying, you know what, maybe one day I'm going to change my mind about this. You made the condition. Afilu lofshan adam. Even if a person would, yochale shanoisim, you can change your mind. Afilu mishel rosh shel yad. You can change your mind. Well, it's not really called changing your mind. If you're saying this tefillin, well, maybe one day, before you start wearing them, you say, maybe one day I'm going to change my mind. Maybe I'm going to put those for tefillin shel, I'm going to use that tefillin shel yad. There it's fine. There it's fine. That you're allowed to do. Are you okay with that? Do you feel like, why is that? I hear that. There's a bit of a...
As soon as you've worn it, that's it. The kedusha is there. Who cares what you said?
It's a very good point.
We had the case with the tefillin bag. That's different because you've designated it up front.
Very good, Rabbi Sai. I really appreciate that question. We're learning a concept that, and the name of that concept is actually, as we mentioned, is Malim Bakodesh Veloy Meridin. The concept, the Kedusha always has to go up, and you cannot reduce Kedusha. Malim Bakodesh, you go up in Kedusha, Veloy Meridin, don't take down the Kedusha. So therefore, if the tefillin are more heilig, because that tefillin shel Rosh, don't Malim Bakodesh. You can go up in Kedusha, you cannot go down in Kedusha. Like a Yid, Yid always has to go up, he can never go down in Kedusha. So, Malim Bakodesh Veloy Meridin. So we're learning that Tefillin Shel Rosh cannot be used for Tefillin Shel Yad once they've been used. But now we're learning Halacha, see, Beis teaches us, hold on a sec, that's not necessarily true. If you made, before you wore them, you made a condition, he said, hold on a sec, I'm not sure what I'm using it for. For the moment, I'm using it for Tefillin Shel Rosh, maybe one day I'm going to change my mind. If you initially say that disclaimer, then you are fine. Mr. Shenals asked that it's not, why is that? The Meister, at the end of the day, you have used it for tefillin shel Rosh, the Kedusha is there, why does that help?
I'm not sure you can wear it for Anakoyesh or something.
Yeah. You're saying that Kavachom, you say if it can be used for shul, then Kavachom for tefillin? Okay. Are you?
But Kiddush means Yichud, which excludes everything else.
Right. And you are at the same time.
If I don't say it explicitly, I'm excluding Shal Yad Hamela. And Shane came here where I'm saying I'm not excluding Shal Yad, and it's not a kiddush. The just this. For something else, you can be able to use it, but for something which is.
Yeah. Well, what do you think about that?
Kiddush,
kiddush normally, as Loshen Kot. Right. Maybe to rephrase it a little bit, based on what the Mishnah Berurah says, what would you feel? How would it make sense to you if a person would say, I'm going to use this as a tefillin shel Rosh for 3 months only, or for 30 days only, or for that matter, for 2 days only. And then afterwards you want to use it, after 2 days I want to use it for tefillin shel Yad. Would you be okay with that? Yeah? Right. Yeah. So that's really why this condition works. Because just as much as you can limit your Kedusha, you can limit it to some extent, so it's now works as well. So Lamais said that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens, that if you are master mitchila, then the Kedusha can actually use it after for tefillin shel yad. Seif Gimel. Suda da azmne le meitze bat tefillin le oilam. Seif Gimel teaches us that if tefillin, Suda, is going and moving on, and he says if a person has got an item that you'd wrap around the tefillin with that. So it's like there was no bags, like we've got bags nowadays. It's, well, some sort of item that you wrap the tefillin with it. To protect the tefillin. So that the azmin ele meitzah va tefillin le'oilam. If you've got that kind of cloth, and you want to use it to protect the tefillin, le'oilam forever. Ve'tzor bo tefillin chadzimna. And you actually did use it for the tefillin at least once, also le'meitzah bazuzah. You cannot use it afterwards as a purse, for coins, for you, as a wallet. Why is that? You have a type of protection, like some sort of shmata, and use it once for the tefillin, and intention was to use it always for the tefillin. You can't have to change your mind and use it for your coins. Right? Very similar, but not identical, but similar to what we learned before. Something which you have been designating for a Kurdish purpose, for the tefillin, you can't have to change your mind and use it afterwards for coins. However, here as well, im his nala mitchila, if you made a condition initially, b'chol in inshari, it's definitely okay. Uklaf hama'ubad l'shem tefillin, if you have klaf proper, a klaf which you're going to use to write the tefillin parshas on it, also lichtovel of divrei chol, there, under any circumstance, you cannot write any secular matter. You can't do your maths on it. You can't do you can't do any shopping list on this klaf. There, even if you haven't used it, this is the real klaf, which was meant to be for part of the tefillin, the part of the tefillin to be written on it, there, although you haven't actually written anything on it, but over there we say hazmona milza. So there, because it's the part, which is very much part of the mitzvah, an essential part of the mitzvah, there we say hazmona milza, and you cannot use it for a secular matter, even before you've used it. And azmene veloy tzarbei, but if you've got that cloth, that shmata, and you didn't, you designated for it, but it didn't actually wrap around it, tzarbei veloy azmene shorile meitzer bezuzde. With regards to the shmata, if it was never used, over there we're saying hazmona lav milzer, and if it wasn't used for tefillin, then you can actually use it for coins. Just to recap what we covered tonight, we learned, first of all, in Simon Mem Aleph, we learned about loads, and the main point of the Shulchan Aruch is that if you've got something on your head, if it's a regular type of item, not particularly heavy, and according to Ramah, it doesn't press on the tefillin, it's fine, as long as it's a regular item, you can wear the tefillin with it. We learned Simon Mem Beis, that teaches us the concept of Ma'anim Ba'Kodesh V'loi Maridin, the tefillin Shel Rosh Amor Heilig, than tefillin Shel Yad, because it's got two of the three letters of Hashem's name, don't take it down as tefillin Shel Yad. However, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you made an initially condition, that's fine and it helps. We also learned about a Suda Shmata, that it was designated to be used for tefillin. If you want to use it for coins, you can't do that. However, if it was just designated to be used for tefillin, then, and it hasn't actually been used for tefillin, then you can use it for coins, because as Mona Lav Milzer, the only exception is a klaf. A klaf which is meant to be used for parshat tefillin, there we are learning that hazmona milta, because that is very much part, that's so integral to the tefillin, that just because it was meant to be used for tefillin, and tefillin are meant to be written on it, which is hazmona milta, and it cannot be used for coins at the later stage. Right.